Kyle can do for you.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, and thank you for joining us. Glad that you have decided to tune in on this Sunday edition from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Here is the important news today that we'll be covering. It's particularly shocking and revealing. Cheney assassination units. That's been reported by Cy Hirsch, New Yorker Magazine. He's also doing a piece for New Yorker Magazine on government-sponsored terror that's coming up in the next few months, and Vanity Fair, and also writing a book. And, you know, Cy Hirsch is a Pulitzer Prize winner, and he's never been proven wrong in the past. Very, very accurate, one of our best living journalists out there. Well, he's been reporting on Cheney assassination unit, but then we decided to write an article because of our knowledge of this. So the story up on PrisonPlanet.com right now is Cheney assassination unit active under Obama, including domestically inside the United States. Because the name of the assassination unit is the Joint Special Operations Command, and its nickname is the Delta Force. And in congressional testimony, it was declassified that Delta Force was there, quote, pulling triggers. And they're the folks that went in with infantry maneuvers in the church records vault at Waco, where the 30-something women and children were huddling, and placed a plastic-shaped charge on the top of the building, killing all inside, and, of course, machine-gunning men as they tried to run out the back. We have the FLIR footage of this. And it's public knowledge, but you won't see it on the nightly news, though they do have documentaries that air on places like HBO, Waco, The Rules of Engagement, and others. The FLIR Project and others, one of them nominated for an Academy Award. But the issue here is that Cheney certainly expanded their role and did operate outside the purview of the Congress and the military itself. But Obama's actually now expanded the use over and above what Cheney was engaged in. So we'll talk about that. Also, we've written articles over the years at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com from Pentagon press releases and leaked Pentagon documents, but much of it is just completely public, about the fact that every major city has a high-altitude blimp over it that can stay up for as much as a decade. And it is powered off of solar energy. And they have ground-penetrating radar on them. They look right through your walls. It's like X-ray vision, basically. They have face-scanning cameras on them. And everyone is being tracked in real time. I mean, that's Pentagon brags about that. It's totally evil, totally wicked. But this is the slave grid. They use blimps because they're much more inexpensive than satellites. They can carry much larger payloads than satellites. They can stay up much longer. And this weekend, there was another article on this. And when I go on national radio shows, they make fun of me and they say, are the blimps going to get us? And I just say, well, if you go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or if you see my film Martial Law, where we cover some of the blimps, we just show you official government documents saying they're doing this. And even like the Army Times and Air Force Times and things like that. But now, since they're operational and over the entire country, they're now declaring them classified again. And so Larry King Live and Fox News, not just CNN, I've actually done radio shows on this in the last month when we simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv so I can show the video. They show it and say it's a giant flying saucer. And all it is a blimp with the four fins on the back with the blisters of surveillance equipment and with the solar panels. And then I'm the weirdo because I'm saying it's not aliens, it's blimps. I mean, it's like asking a five-year-old, what's that? Oh, it's a school bus. And I go, yeah, it's a school bus. And the government says, no, it's a giant banana. And then I'm the weirdo for saying it's a school bus, and they're normal for saying a school bus is a banana. See, I'm the conspiracy theorist. And this is just one of thousands of things. It's very painful, folks, that I will list this right now, and I will list this, this latest mainstream news article, and people will just say, nope, doesn't exist, you're a liar. And they will write mainstream news articles saying I'm insane. In fact, I Googled my name last night, and I found about 30-plus mainstream news articles just suddenly attacking me. And they say I'm insane. There's no North American Union. There's no New World Order. Here's the L.A. Times, okay? Here it is right here. You can just Google this right now. It's a major paper. It's a city called Los Angeles. It does exist. It's on the West Coast. It was a Spanish mission before the United States got it. I assure you L.A. exists. I assure you the L.A. Times exists. I assure you this article is real. I know you're going to say it doesn't exist because then you'd have to wake up to what's happening. But nevertheless, I'm going to try again. Pentagon plans blimp to spy from new heights. The only reason this story is a bunch of baloney is these have been up for experimentally for about 15 years in declassified government documents. And for 7 years all over the country. Now, again, this is the headline. Pentagon plans blimp to spy from new heights. Reporting from Washington, this is by Julia E. Barnes. I assure you she exists. Or he exists, Julia E. Barnes. The Pentagon said Thursday that it intends to send $400 million to develop a giant dirigible that will float 65,000 feet. It's actually 95,100. Above the Earth for 10 years, providing unblinking and intricate radar surveillance of the vehicles, planes, and even people below. Now, if you want to learn more about this, just Google Homeland Security Blimp, and you'll see MSNBC, AP, Reuters. If you click News, if you click Web, you'll see Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and then we have Senate testimony clips. I assure you there is a Senate into the District of Columbia. There is a place called D.C. I assure you there's a thing called C-SPAN. I assure you there are these videos of Congress 7 years ago admitting it's face scanning you. I will assure you Washington, D.C. exists. I know it's radical, but just Google Homeland Security blimps. I'm not even being sarcastic, guys. You know, guys in the control room are laughing. I'm serious. I mean, if they told the public the planet didn't exist, they'd believe it. If they told them the sun was a light bulb, they'd believe it. Because they want to feel like they're part of the establishment. They love being robbed by the Madoffs that run America. They'll say Madoff doesn't exist. You know, maybe that's a conspiracy. It goes on. It's absolutely revolutionary, chief scientist for the Air Force said of the proposed unmanned airship. Oh, really? Alexander Haig actually owned the company that sold the project 18 years ago to the Pentagon. Just Google Alexander Haig proposes surveillance blimps. General Alexander Haig. I know he doesn't exist either. I understand. No, the thing is, I'm informed, so I'm weird. See, I'm not a thumb-sucking, knuckle-dragging, cowardly, stupid person going along with the New World Order. That's why we predict and lay out everything as it happens, years before. But again, it will, it says, attract you on the ground. It's an absolutely revolutionary. Werner A.J. Dam, chief scientist for the Air Force, said in of the proposed unmanned airship, describing it as a cross between a satellite and a spy plane for you, the slaves. The 450-foot-long craft would give the U.S. military a better understanding of an adversary's movements, habits, and tactics, officials said, and the ability to constantly monitor small movements in a wide area. The Afghanistan border, for example, would dramatically improve military intelligence. So they're just now introducing this to the slaves. The issue here is, well, I'll tell you more about the blimp when we get back, but I've got all this other stuff. I'll tell you about the Delta Force, the federal government's hit squads who murder whoever they want, whenever they want, and I've caught them trying to pay off and paying off local officials in Texas. Stay with us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, this is Peter Kranchnabel from Midas Resources, and I'd like to share some thoughts with you. In today's economy, with the government spending gone wild, the banking system on the verge of collapse, and Wall Street in continuous freefall, we both know that it is critical that you protect your savings and retirement programs now. Macroeconomics can be very confusing, but the solution to securing your personal assets is very simple. It's purchase of gold and silver. These precious metals have been the trusted means of exchange for centuries, and they've never been more important in our country's history. It's up to you to design your survival plan, one based on gold and silver. Give me a call. I'm Peter Kranchnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and allow me to outline an easy answer to your questions. That's Peter Kranchnabel at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. Call Peter at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108, while you can still purchase gold with paper.
Do you suffer from aches and pains in your knees, arms, wrists, or elbows? Is it difficult to get out of bed in the morning because of joint stiffness? Have you been looking for a safe, natural alternative to help ease your pain? If so, you need to visit solartherm.ca. Solartherm, the pain care you wear, is a patented ceramic fiber support technology that holds in and reflects your own body heat, soothing those sore areas. Solartherm is extremely light and comfortable to wear and increases blood flow to the affected areas without the use of toxic chemicals. Imagine being able to finally relieve the aches and pains in your elbows, knees, wrists, back, and more. So forget about messy creams that have an unpleasant smell. Try Solartherm, the pain care you wear. Call them today at 1-877-747-6664. That's 1-877-747-6664. Or visit them online at solartherm.ca. That's solar, T-H-E-R-M, solartherm.ca.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Mama told me when I was young, sit beside me, my only son.
It is the 15th day of March, 2009. The official release date of my new film, The Obama Deception, theobamadeception.net, or infowars.com, and I'll tell you some new developments on that front, very important information coming up. Look, I'm not going to spend all day on this LA Times article. Pentagon plans to build spy blimp from new heights. If you want to prove to yourself this article is a spin story, just Google Homeland Security blimps, and you can pull up all the mainstream articles from 7 years ago, 10 years ago, even back before that, where they're already in place over the United States, tracking everything you do. So I'm done talking about that. Here's some of the other news I've got. The Treaty of the Sea is, they've been trying to pass it for two decades. It basically hands over control of the world's oceans to the United Nations and the private banks that use it as their governmental front. And Fox News, of course, is telling us in this article how great it is, titled Senate Moves Towards Ratification of the UN's Law of the Sea Treaty. And it just goes on to break all that down. Here's another one from Wired Magazine. Now treaties are secret. Obama administration declares proposed IP treaty a national security secret. President Barack Obama came into office in January promising a new era of openness. But now, like Bush before him, Obama is playing the national security card to hide details of the controversial anti-counterfeiting trade agreement being negotiated across the globe. The White House this week declared, and there's a link to the PDF, the text of the proposed treaty, a classified national security secret and rejecting a Freedom of Information Act request by Knowledge Ecology International. Please be advised, the document you seek are being withheld in full, wrote Cameron Brudini, chief four-year officer of the White House Office of U.S. Trade Representatives. If ratified, leaked documents posted on WikiLeaks and other comments suggesting the proposed trade accord would criminalize peer-to-peer file sharing, period. Period. Doesn't matter if it's legal. Subjects iPods to broader searches and allows internet service providers to monitor their customers' communications without warrants. Just off the charts, that story right there, just legalizing the complete end of the Fourth Amendment through global government treaties. Here's another one from CNN. Obama regime considering making veterans pay for treatment of service-related injuries with private insurers. Yes, they're not going to treat the troops. This is so sick. They'll still come confiscate our guns if ordered to anyways. I don't care. Veterans Affairs Secretary Eric Shinseki confirmed to Jesus from CNN that the Obama administration is considering a controversial plan to make veterans pay for treatment of service-related injuries with private insurance. Boy, that's really sick. And they're saying they're setting that up for the 2010 Veterans Affairs budget being debated now. You know, they vote for the budget 8-9 months before the new year starts. So I thought I'd cover that story for you. Here's another one. Justice Department investigates Arizona sheriff for enforcing immigration law, CNS News. Cyber News Service. Yeah, we've interviewed him several times. Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Love him or hate him, he is enforcing immigration law. And all over the country, I've interviewed scores of sheriffs and police chiefs where they'll arrest illegal aliens for drunk driving or 10 people being in a van without seatbelts or whatever. You know, no ID, weapons, whatever. And they just release them. You know, I'm sure you've all seen that in the newspaper, how they release them. But instead, they're going after Arpaio, a former FBI agent in his own right. The Justice Department has launched an investigation of the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office in Arizona following requests by congressional Democrats and allegations by liberal activists that the department has violated the civil rights of illegal aliens. Representative John Conyers, who won't go after Bush for his crimes, Gerald Nadler, and others requested the investigation. And it focuses on Sheriff Joe Arpaio and dozens of officers under his command who are trained through the Department of Homeland Security's Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agreements of Cooperation in Communities to Enhance Safety and Security, which partners with federal and local law enforcement to enforce immigration laws. In a letter, March 10, 2009, Loretta Smith, Acting Assistant Attorney General in the Department of Justice, detailed what her department would be investigating. And they just say they're going to go after him, basically. So you can read that if you want. Here's another one. Department of Homeland Security, U.S. gun laws to fight Mexican drug cartels. They want to ban most semi-automatic rifles, ban gun shows, further register American citizens. It's from the Associated Press. You know, Mexico has a total gun ban. They have one of the highest crime rates in the world. I think the highest now as of last year. That's right. It's the highest now, State Department's reported. And, you know, Chicago and New York have the highest crime rates in our country with total gun bans. And actually, when you read their report saying the majority of guns they find cartels with it from the U.S., that's low-level gangbangers selling drugs here in the U.S. When you read the reports on Mexico from the State Department, they're buying them from the Mexican military and police. They're fully auto. And in fact, in this AP article, they have the Attorney General Holder last week, Monday, bad-mouthing the Second Amendment. Remember, he debated and filed a brief last year for a gun control group before he was even Attorney General. He's previously Deputy Attorney General under Clinton, calling for total gun ban in the D.C. gun ban case. So that's what he stands for and believes in. But he said, yes, it's horrible. They have machine guns and hand grenades and rocket launchers. Folks, you're not buying machine guns, hand grenades, and rocket launchers at any store anywhere in the U.S., okay? It's not true. And they just know the public secret. You know, every day on the news, they show polar bears on floating ice and say they can't swim. It's the best swimming land mammal there is. They go out there to hunt seals. But they know the public's uninformed. So they'll tell you they're drowning. Okay, whatever. Their population's actually exploded to record levels. But, you know, so what? Back to the border. Homeland Security plans for violence on U.S. border. This out of the Associated Press. And talk about how the border's basically collapsing and Mexico's collapsing. Their answer, disarm the American people. Yeah, that's a wonderful idea so that only the criminals will have guns. Big story we broke 4 days ago at Infowars.com. Two different state police officers out of California and Missouri sent me federally written threat integration fusion center documents where they list Ron Paul, the Libertarian Party, Bob Barr, people that believe in North American Union as dangerous terrorists. They said followers of Ron Paul want to kill police, but it says, you know, don't release these documents. These are secret. And then we put it out, and with the phone number to the state police offices where they issued these, but it was federally written, people didn't believe it. So we've since updated it with the names. You know, we called up the state police. And we've got Captain Hull and Holtz and all of them there. You can call the phone number. You can talk to them. It's real. It really happened. You know, this is really going on. This is how they're brainwashing police. So stop living in denial out there. Meanwhile, Ron Paul, he really is a congressman really does exist. Congress really does exist. Madoff really does exist. The $9.7 trillion stolen in the bailout really does exist. They're openly announcing a world government bank that will control everything we do. That really does exist. I really do exist. I mean, there really are threats to our liberty in history. Ron Paul, culprits of financial collapse should be arrested. Congressman Ron Paul says the people responsible for the economic crisis should not be hailed as saviors and given more power to fix the problem they created, but arrested and criminally prosecuted. Paul told the Alex Jones Show that the only way the private Federal Reserve could be brought under control would be the result of a mass uprising, noting that there is a lot more awareness in Washington about the Fed's contribution to the economic crisis. He's also introduced a bill to abolish the private Federal Reserve and audit the private Federal Reserve. I was speaking on my show a few days ago, a weekday show. Okay, we're going to come back, take your phone calls, and get into a bunch of other, even more important news. Stay with us.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Life Change Tea sets the standard. Have you heard on radio all the new teas with funny names, movie stars, celebrities endorsing these products and so on? Have you checked the results? Not the pictures of the bikini babes and such, but the results. Have you checked their pricing and the funky 3-month contracts and all that stuff? Have you checked the results? Oh, that's right, I said that. Did you check the ingredients and did you check for caffeine? Yeah. Life Change Tea is the real deal. Not a new yippee-yay tea, but a tea if you drink it daily, it'll change your life, and it will clean your body. Our middle name is Results. You can pay more, and you can have a celebrity smile, or you can get results. Your call. Or should I say, make the call. Get the tea at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order now for real results.
This year, millions of people will lose electricity. Ice storms, earthquakes, flooding, or hurricanes could leave you without power for days. Anyone that's ever been in a blackout knows that the first thing you need is a flashlight. That's why you need the Packlight. The Packlight is powered by a 9-volt battery and lasts up to 1,200 hours. It's so small, it fits right in your pocket and glows in the dark, making it easy to find when you need it most. One Florida customer says,
"My Packlight has lasted through 4 hurricanes in 2 years, over 30 days without electricity, and I'm still using the same battery."
The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. It's time for you to be prepared with a Packlight. Visit us at 9voltlight.com. That's 9voltlight.com. Or call us today, toll-free, at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Thank you for joining us on this Sunday edition. Your calls are coming up. Folks all across the country and the planet. The toll-free number to join us is 877-590-5525. Some of the other news I have here in front of me. Governor Perry, who's about as conservative as Mao Zedong, rejects $555 million in federal stimulus money. Now, $787 billion, and I know that at least, in the reports I saw, $60 billion of that was going to Texas. They take our state money, they take it to Washington, they send back a few pennies of it, and then call it free federal money. And I hear all these newscasts: the feds are saying this is the only money we get, and that we're bad, but we're lucky they're there. Basically, meanwhile, it's our money. And then Perry does this stunt. He engages in this stunt where he comes out and says, "I'm rejecting $555 million of it because it's very unpopular." So he's trying to, again, look conservative. From the center of a Houston hardware store, Governor Rick Perry ignited a debate about Texas job cuts, business taxes, and President Barack Obama's so-called economic stimulus program Thursday by rejecting the federal government's offer of $555 million in aid to the unemployed. The action now moves the legislature, which can bypass Perry and take the offer as long as it changes state laws and blocks Republican Perry's potential veto. Democratic lawmakers said they will try that. So, you know, he's taking billions of it, but he's turning back 500 and something million of it. You know, they've created two new income taxes on business owners. You know, they always say Texas doesn't have an income tax, so it made business flood here. Well, we do have one now. And I own a business, small business, You know, that's my studio and TV studio and the film production studio we've got in South Austin. I got like 20 employees now. And just bureaucrats show up at your office, and they demand to be let in without warrants or anything. We say no, but then they just magically assess you. And they just say, oh, this computer's worth $50,000. It could be a literal $500 computer. And we've got some of those little cheap e-machines and stuff, you know, just for basic stuff. They go, no, that computer's worth $10,000. And they just guesstimate. And this has been going on for 4 years. So this year we let them in. And they said, oh, that couch has got to be worth $10,000. This stack of videotapes, what's that worth, $1,000? And so then you have to go prove and hold receipts and spend all your time bookkeeping just to prove that your $1,000 computer didn't cost $10,000 or your $500 computer didn't cost $6,000 or, God forbid, you actually have a $4,000, $5,000 editing computer for film. We've got quite a few of those. Oh, that's got to be a $20,000 machine. And then they want a percentage, just like Massachusetts, of everything in your office. It is a property tax, a business property tax. But now they have a business franchise tax. It's really an income tax. And they look at your gross, and they do a calculation with what you keep. And then so you got to give all your federal income tax stuff to them. And it's just bureaucrats. It's disgusting. Meanwhile, the businesses are shutting down and everything else is leaving the country. And there's just more and more police and more bureaucrats and more checkpoints and more fines and fees and regulations. And it's just really disgusting to have this going on. So, and they're talking about some type of new regional EMS tax. Well, you're for saving people when they're hurt, aren't you? It has nothing to do with like we're for the lottery. It'll be for education. Oh, yeah. And then a pittance goes towards that, and then all the poor people go and dump their paycheck on it every week. I mean, it just goes on and on, the scams. We have a mafia government that engages in stunts like Perry. You know, Ron Paul has said properly, and he's right, he votes against the bills, the spending bills. But then once the money's being served out, he gets record amounts of money to South Texas. What's the point? The money's going to go somewhere else. He votes against the bill. But then when the money is going to be served out anyways, he actually tries to get it down to South Texas for shrimp and other fisheries to try to restock the ocean so we can have some business down there left for people. And he pointed out we need more earmarks. An earmark just says what it's supposed to be spent on in a bill. You know, you have the $9.7 trillion, according to Bloomberg and AP, stolen so far by the offshore private banks. Yeah, it's $9.7 trillion, not $700 billion. I was watching Fox News today, and they were saying it was $2 billion. That's Bloomberg's lawsuit from 4.5 months ago, a few weeks into the bailout, where the federal government said, we're not going to let you know how much money we spent of the $2 billion. It's now 9.7. But see, the media is still debating that $2 trillion number. I was watching Fox right before we went on air, and they were having a special on it. Some of you might have seen it. And it was just more disinformation. In the name of whistleblowing, they're whitewashing. You understand how that works? So it's bad. It's real bad, and Ron Paul wants earmarks. He wants to know where that money's going. But, oh, no, we can't have earmarks. I mean, they train the public 180 degrees from what reality is. An earmark just means that it's listed where it's going to be spent. And is there pork associated with that? You bet your butt. But the media always talks about these, you know, pork barrel projects of bridges or wooden arrows or sports stadiums. And, hey, that's fascism, because they give it to their cronies, you know, the contracts, and it's kind of socialism as far as the jobs go. But it's a lot better than just, hey, here's $9.7 trillion to foreign banks, and we don't know where it is. So instead, they've got us debating all day the $787 million stimulus instead of the $9.7 trillion banker hijacking that they call a bailout. We knew this was going to come out. I told you so. It's now come out that the shooter in Alabama was in some weird government training program with the military and the police as an auxiliary, and was in psychiatric care, probably on medication. And the AP reports the German shooter was in psychiatric care and was on a serotonin reuptake inhibitor of the Prozac class. They won't say what drug, because I've never seen a case where it doesn't come out where they aren't. That chimpanzee that ripped the woman's jaw off and eyeballs out. He was on a Prozac drug. I forget which one, but this is the same thing. It's like a McDonald's is a Burger King, a Prozac is a Luvox. I mean, you know. In fact, let me get the exact drug. Google chimpanzee was on drugs, and then just shout in my ear with the name of it because I can't remember. I just want to give out the actual name of the quote antidepressant. When on the inserts of those, by law, it admits it causes psychotic breaks. Oh, gee, every shooter and every chimpanzee that murders people is on these. But everything's okay. Let's just ban the guns. Let's not have people running around on the loony pills. Oh, yeah, they're real happy until they have a bad trip. Serotonin reuptake inhibitor, Xanax. Yeah, the chimpanzee was on Xanax. Thank you. That's one of the really strong ones. Even stronger than Prozac. Okay, thank you. So I thought that, but I wanted to double check. But it goes on here. The Associated Press confirms in a story widely published across the world, police investigator Siegfried Mahler states on the record that the shooter underwent severe treatment sessions for depression at a psychiatric clinic and was prescribed a session of outpatient therapy, which he never began. Thus, the shooter was a psychiatric medications and then quit using them. This created a classic antidepressant withdrawal crisis. Oh, yeah, they'll make you go cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs and chop your children's arms off. Every time you hear about that, I've talked about this before. I mean, every time you... Yeah, that was a Dallas case. Yeah, you were working at a news station at the time, and remember she was on that, but they had another woman chop her baby's arms off in Houston, she was on it. And then the woman that drowned her kids was on it, and the women that killed her kids, they're always on it. Because it's very rare to have people, or simians for that matter, and we're certainly somewhat similar to chimpanzees, you don't do things like this unless they're hopped up on hallucinogens. But that's just some of the news and information I have here in front of me. Okay, I promise we're going to Sean, Dan, Brian, Scott, Matt, many others as soon as we come back. And then later in the next hour, I'll tell you about my new film, The Obama Deception. It's out right now at PrisonPlanet.tv in super high quality, or order the DVD. Start shipping tomorrow at InfoWars.com. This is the preeminent film exposing Obama as a New World Order front man. Stay with us.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
We know identity scams have grown in the past 6 months because identity thieves are working overtime, taking advantage of this economic crisis. I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. I talk to people every day about identity theft, and I know a lot of you are scared and nervous. I'm here to tell you, you don't have to be. Another identity is stolen every 3 seconds, but you can have the security and peace of mind that comes with being protected by LifeLock for just pennies a day. LifeLock is number one in identity theft protection because we work to stop identity theft before it happens, or we fix it at our expense up to $1 million. Don't spend another minute worrying. Call LifeLock now.
Get instant protection by calling 1-800-605-4229. Call right now and you'll also get 30 days absolutely free. That's 1-800-605-4229. Get the peace of mind LifeLock provides today. Use promo code FREEMONTH. Call 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Prozac. Yes. Put the whole population on drugs that cause people to go completely psychopathic and murder their families. And then disarm the American people so they can't defend themselves. Sanitarium. Just leave me alone. The new freedom initiative that Bush passed, that Obama's expanding, brags in its own public documents their plan is to put half of American school children on psychotropics. And there'll be more suicides, more shootings. It's a perfect plan. Then they'll come for our guns, as they are now. Let's go to Sean in Utah. Sean, thanks for holding. You're on the air worldwide.
Alex, thanks for taking my call. Good news from Utah. We got a bill in the legislature to do away with the concealed and carry. Bad news, the body scanning cameras went up in the airport with no resistance.
Well, let me stop you there for a moment. You're saying you want Vermont-style concealed carry where you don't have to get a license to have your Second Amendment, which turns a right into a privilege. Is that what you're saying?
Right. It's something to do with that. It's similar. I was reading over the bill. It's pretty,
and then all over the country, they're putting in body scanners that 360 biometrically scan your naked body through your clothes and put it on a hard drive. And now, you know, they train you to take your shoes off. They train you not to have water or toothpaste, to be a good slave. They admit it's all part of basically dog training to train us to submit. And now they're going to train us to have our body scanned.
Right. I was surprised that nobody spoke out on it.
People did speak out. The media just doesn't cover that. And, again, they only make like maybe 1 out of 10 people go through it. I'm not going through the thing. And I'm sure they'll taser me and maybe murder me in one of the airports, you know, if I dare to not want to have my body scanned naked, or if I'm flying with my family, if I dare to not want to put my wife and children through it so the perverts and the government can have that. But, you know, I say pervert. The real reason is that machine 360 scans your whole body. And then with the surveillance cameras and the rest of the system, even if you're wearing a mask, it knows your body signature. And DARPA admits that's the, quote, secret weapon Bob Woodward talked about in his book late last year that they deployed in Iraq. It's body scanners.
Oh, wow. Well, the Obama deception was great. I saw with my Prison Planet TV membership and just want to commend you on that. But the reason I called is Michael Wiener Savage on the 4th of March said to his audience in the first half hour of the first hour of his show, he said, there will be a Reichstag-like event in this country.
No, that's good. I mean, Savage is really coming a long way. He came out and documented that Obama's policies are like the Nazis in government policy, which is true, but he didn't point out the Republicans helped set it all up. And we did a story on that at InfoWars.com, and I mean, I hope he comes all the way, but I did get emails about right. that. I didn't hear it. You mean he's talking about government-sponsored terrorism?
Right.
Well, good for him then. Good.
Well, I was really surprised to hear it, and I'm paraphrasing, but he said a Reichstag-like event perpetrated by the government to justify a dictatorship. So I thought that was pretty big news.
Well, that is big news. Somebody find the clip and send it to me. Well, I hail Savage then. I appreciate the call. I mean, all I've wanted is these people to wake up and stand up. You know, I had Chuck Norris on for 35 minutes on Friday's show, and Chuck Norris, you know, we first had him on last year, and I found out, I knew years ago, and it had been one contact with him about a decade ago, and I knew that he was a listener of the show, but last time I had him on about 5 months ago, he said, no, I listen every week. During a break when I was talking to him, and then this week he kind of said how great the show was, and I was a crusader, and he wants to defeat the New World Order and arrest the New World Order bankers, and it was blowing me away Friday. In fact, that was a long interview. That's why I didn't have you guys clip it out. I forgot to tell you Friday. But he said that a couple times in the interview. Just see if you can find it. I mean, I know it's posted up at InfoWars.com, but there's just two of you in there. I don't know if we've got time at the end of the show to maybe pull a clip of Chuck Norris on the show. And that's a big deal because the police love him for all he's done for law enforcement charities and stuff, and all the movies glorifying the police he's made. And that's a big deal, having him come over against the New World Order. We're very excited about having Chuck Norris on board. And, of course, I also woke up an even bigger Hollywood star. You do have the Savage clip? Really, how did you find it that fast? It's on YouTube. What's the name of the clip? He said, and so he went on, it's called Michael Savage, New World Order Agenda Exposed. And you know what? We'll post that up on InfoWars. I'm not going to play his radio show here. It's fair use, but it gets into a gray area. I'm just not going to do it. Why don't you guys listen to it and write me just a quote about Reichstag, see if that's in there. And then I'll just, we can play like 10 seconds of it, but I don't want to play a bunch of it. Let's go ahead and talk to Dan. Dan, you're on the air from Alaska.
Hey, Alex, it's always a pleasure talking to you, my friend.
Good to talk to you.
The Obama deception was awesome, and I did what I told you I was going to do. I made 50 copies of it. I'm passing it out to everybody I know. I also did what I told you I was going to do. I got a transmitter on the way to me so I can broadcast your voice to the local Anchorageites up here.
Yeah, for those that don't know, we have a sponsor up on InfoWars.com, but I had them on separate from being a sponsor, that has a totally legal FCC-approved, certified AM transmitter that with the right antenna goes out 3 miles. And we're really, really excited that folks are putting those up everywhere on dead space on the AM dial and then streaming my show over the web or other shows.
Absolutely, yeah. I'll tell you what, Alex, you have lit a fire inside of me I did not know I had, and I want to thank you for that. Another thing I want to bring to your attention is if you Google states file sovereignty, the very first one that comes up is from panamalaw.org. It was written on February 18th, but this is an actual law firm that has written a little article about the states filing sovereignty. Now, in the article, it only states, they only tell you about 20 states because at the time that was the number. And as we all know, it's grown to 32, but it is well written. You got to have your boys back there behind the scenes check that out real quick. I think even you would like it. So, but I just wanted to let you know
Thank you very much. Good to hear from you, Dan. Let's go now to Brian in Berkeley. I would guess that means Central California. Hello, Brian.
Oh, well, hello, Alex, and thank you very much for your service to this country. The Founding Fathers do smile upon you. Anyway, I wanted to bring to the attention of your audience and to you yourself about the Oscar Grant case, because you haven't really mentioned that too often, and I really fear that, I mean, of course, you know that the Marines, the foreign troops, and the Oakland Police Department have, you know, trained together. I mean, you covered it in Police State 2000 about, you know, civil, having a for civil insurrection in
Oscar Grant did nothing, and the officer shot him in the back on the platform of the train there in the Bay Area, and then the cop started kind of slapping him around after it shot him in the back, flipped him over, kind of roughed him up, and then they tried to seize everybody's cameras and claim he'd attacked the police, which wasn't true, and thank God people on a passing train, when it stopped, got good video of it to prove the murder, and it's really a horrible case.
Well, not only bad, but there's been another video released with another police officer, Tony Peroni, the guy who put his knee on the neck of Oscar Grant, punching him in the face. And no investigation, nothing from Gary.
Well, I mean, after you shoot somebody in the back, you got to beat him up a little. I mean, you know, that was an assault on an officer. When the officer shoots you, you need to be charged with assaulting them. That's how this works. See,
just like how my friend David Santos, who bullhorned a crowd on January 7th where the riots happened, and they charged him with two felony counts. This guy is 16 years old, with inciting the riot and vandalism. And all he did was bullhorn a crowd. So you bullhorn, you use your free speech, you get charged with felonies.
Well, that's because the bankers rule America, and they've got to suppress the people. And they know that if we take the nation back, we're going to prosecute the bankers, as Ron Paul and others are calling for. And I appreciate your call. And, yeah, since I've been calling for the arrest of the bankers, and lawfully, I want grand juries to indict them for the crimes they've committed. Congressman Ron Paul and others have agreed. Chuck Norris agreed on the show Friday. I guess he's evil now. We're getting all sorts of dirty tricks against us. Again, the Obama deception is now available at prisonplanet.tv in super high quality. Download it. Burn it to disk. Take as many copies as you want to give out to folks. And you can also order the super high-quality DVD at InfoWars.com and support the filmmaker. We're going to come back with some quick comments on the film, some new developments there, and your calls after the news. Stay with us.
The IRS is skimming the wealth of the American people for the Wall Street bankers. Taxpayers are being raked over the coals and forced to pay for bailout after bailout. First we went after the Fed, now we're going after the Internal Revenue Service. On April 15th, the Republic strikes back. Every zip code, every post office, nationwide, one purpose, show me the law. Visit showmethelaw.org and sign up today to get involved. Action groups are forming now, everystoreoftherepublic.net. Join us in this national grassroots action to end the federal income tax. On April 15th, the Republic strikes back.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.